Hello.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thank you for connecting with our eBay. This is Barry Allen. How may I help you today?
I'm just trying to get it refunded.
Okay, do you purchase any item from eBay?
Yes.
Okay, I just checked my server. I can see that you purchased items gift card for $299. So did you purchase
correct.
That?
I didn't purchase that.
Oh, you didn't purchase that gift card, right?
Yeah, I did purchase that gift card.
Okay, alright. So that is the reason some also CCS activity in that account. So I think some people is trying to misusing your personal details and they are creating another fake eBay account with your identity, without your knowledge, without your authorization, and they are make this order. So for that, we need to provide you a security and block those overseas people and delete this fake eBay account, alright?
Yep.
Okay, so for that, do you have any computer or laptop?
No.
Okay, do you have any smartphone with you, like Android, iPhone?
I've only just got a brand new phone.
Okay, is that your Android, right?
Yep.
Okay, so I will help you over your Android smartphone. So do one thing, put my call on speaker, then get back to your home screen.
Okay,
yeah. And
yep, I'm back on the home screen.
All right, open up your Play Store,
yep.
All right, now look at your very top on your screen. Do you see any search bar that says search for apps and games?
No.
In that Play Store, do you see any search bar that says search for apps and games at that very top on your screen?
Hang on a sec.
Yeah.
No.
Do you open your Play Store?
Yes, I did.
Alright, look at your very top on your screen. Do you see any search panel? It says search for apps and games. Search panel, where can you type over there? Do you see that?
Hang on a sec. Yeah.
Alright.
Go ahead on now.
Alright, now listen to me very carefully. So I already told you we need to generate a security code. Through this security code, we need to block those overseas people. So you need to download that security software. It's called AnyDesk. So you need to type
what's
over there, AnyDesk, A-N-Y-D-E-S-K.
AnyDesk.
Yeah, A-N-Y-D-E-S-K, yes. AnyDesk.
D what?
A-N-Y-D-E-S-K. D as in doctor, E as in echo, S as in sugar, K as in kilo.
Say that again. I've got
D, then E as in elephant, E as in elephant, then S as in sugar, then K as in kingdom.
D, I've got the D, I'm missing what you're saying after that.
A-N-Y-D-E,
yep.
E as in elephant.
Yeah, E.
Then is. Is as in sugar.
Cougar, yep.
Sugar. Is. Is as in sugar.
Cougar.
Is as in sweet. Sweet. Is as in sweet.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Yep.
Then K as in kilo. K. Yeah, then search.
Search.
Yeah. Then what do you
see
on this? Yeah. Any desk to remote desktop. You simply install this app. Install and open it, all right?
Installing?
Yeah.
Yes, to downloading.
Okay, take your time. Install, and once you open this app, just let me know, right?
Open.
Alright, open. Once you open that, what do you see on your screen?
It's a KLM.
Do you see any positive option? Just click on that positive option, like okay, yes, allow. Just click on that. Yeah. Take your time.
I've got a number there now.
All right, tell me that numbers.
302-123.
All right, tell me slowly.
302-140-846-856.
All right, it's 302-140-856, right?
Yep.
All right, just below those numbers, do you see any set password option? Set password?
Set password?
Yeah. Do you see that?
Yep.
Click on that. Now scroll that page. Now you get to see that option. It says permission profile. Do you see that? Any permission profile?
It says always show incoming session request. Showing coming session request if any key window opens.
Scroll that page. Up
scroll
down
to what?
Yeah, down to up. Scroll that page down to up and you get to see permission profile. Permission profile. Search that. Find it.
Now I can't see that.
Yeah, find it. Yeah.
Submission profile.
Yeah. Click on that.
Yep.
Alright, now do you see any unattended access? Unattended option? What do you see?
It says submission profile enabled.
Yeah? Yeah, click on that permission profile. Click on that. Permission profile. Click on that.
Yes, click on that.
All right. Now, what do you see on your screen?
It says full access. Users are allowed to.
Yeah. Do you see any unattended option?
They're all locked.
Do you see any permission profile? Unattended access. Do you see that? Unattended access?
What'd you say about access?
No, just tell me what do you see, just tell me. Read out whole thing. Do you see unattended?
Allow unauthorized to save login information?
No. Do you click on that permission profile?
Yep.
Alright, below that, it's fourth option, it says unattended. Do you see that? Below that full access, do you see that? Unattended? Often?
No one access that.
Just read out. Read out whole thing. What do you see? Just read out.
Access and boldness.
Yeah.
Discovery. That,
yeah.
Order to connect. Miscellaneous.
Yeah. I think you I press that back key one time, press that back key one time.
And then take me back to where I hit set password.
Right, set password. Click on that set password.
Yep.
Alright, then what do you see on your screen?
Set password. Always incoming session. Only incoming sessions.
Yeah, scroll that page and you get to see permission profile. Click on that permission profile, not permission, okay? Below that permission, you get to see permission profile. Click on that. Permission profile.
There's somebody who's not going, let me go in any further.
Below that permission, do you get to see that permission profile, okay? Scroll that page, you get to see that. Permission profile.
Permission profile.
Do you see that?
No.
All right. Press that back key, and where can you see those numbers? Just stay on that page first.
Yes.
All right. Now, what do you see on your screen?
It just says any desk, your address, set password.
All right. Click on that first set password first. Click on that set password.
Set password.
Yeah, click on that, set password.
And then it comes up, incoming show, always show right. Incoming sessions.
Yeah.
Permission.
Yeah, below that, scroll that page. Then you get to see that permission profile. Do you see that?
Confirm what?
Permission profile. Scroll that page.
Permission profile,
yep. Click on that permission profile.
And then it comes up default. All right.
Unattended access. Click on that unattended access.
Yep, then it comes up.
Yeah. Now click on that enable unattended access. Click on that enable unattended access. Click on that small checkbox.
And then it says set password.
Yeah. You simply put that password, it's eBay. 1234 eBay 1234 all should be small letter, all should be one word. EBAY 1234 Yeah.
Done.
Yes. Do you click on that okay?
Yep.
All right, just stay on that line, so stay on that page. I'm provide you our security. So that's why you receive that security warning on your screen. Below that security warning, you get to see that start now option. You simply click on that start now, right?
Yep.
All right, open up that any desk first. Open up that any desk.
Open up what?
Any desk. Do you close that any desk? No, don't close it. Don't close it. Open it.
Yeah, open.
All right, just stay on that page. Just stay on that page. Oh, sir, can you please confirm that numbers once again?
382-150.
All right, tell me slowly.
302.
302.
150.
140.
15.
15. Okay, 150.
856.
856. All right, just stay on that page, okay?
Yep.
All right. Now, do you see any start now option? Start now.
Start now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Click on that start now.
Yep.
Don't do anything in that page. Just close that. Close that page. You successfully connect with. Yeah. You successfully connect with our server. Okay. Congratulations, sir. Congratulations. Don't do anything. Don't do anything. Just get back to your home screen and open up your Google. Open up your Google.
Hang on. Google.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Now transfer this call to my senior. He will be guide you how to block those hackers, how to block those people, okay?
Say that again.
Yeah. Now I'm transfer this call to my senior. He will be guide you how to block the hackers. All right?
Yep.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, sir. Thank you so much for being on hold. When you're speaking to Gary, I'm one of the senior account manager from eBay. Well, just now you are having a word with one of my representatives, right? And I believe he must explain you about the transaction which has been placed in order on behalf of you, and there are a lot of things is going on, right? So first of all, I want to show you what exactly is going on. You see at the very top, there is a search column, right, at the top. So just type over there, my, type over there, my.
My.
Type. Yep, my, and then give a space and then type 1P.
One P.
No, it's P. P for Peter.
1P.
Yeah, that's right. Number 1, number P. And then you see the second option, my 1P address location. Just tap on it. My 1P address location. Now, after that, I'll tell you, like, what do you have to do is. Now, you see in the middle, it says, guys, people also ask, what is my IP location and country? Tap on it. My IP location and country. Now, what do you see?
You have touched
the wrong one. You see at the top left-hand side, there is a cross sign. Tap on the cross sign.
What's my IP location? Find out here now.
Now, where you see below that, people also ask, what is my IP location and country? Yep. What is my IP location and country? Do you see that?
Yep.
Not this one. Just hold on, okay? Now, this one I was talking about, okay? Do you see that?
I'm not America.
Do you see IP address? This is your IP address, that is 66.249.70.107, right?
Yep.
And what is the country? Can you just tell me?
United States.
Okay, and what is the state?
California.
Okay, now I will explain you what happened exactly. See, basically what happened is, I believe right now you are in Australia, okay?
Yep.
But then how come? But then how come, sir, your identity has been gone to USA, of United States of America? Have you ever been to United States of America?
No.
You never. I do believe, sir, when you go for shopping, coffee, you go for shopping, or like you go to your friend's place, or you go to your, any shopping place, I believe you use a Wi-Fi, right?
Yep.
You use a public Wi-Fi, correct? Now, what happened exactly is, sir, whenever you're trying to use your public Wi-Fi, on that time, there are lots of people all around the world are available once when you are connecting to your Wi-Fi. On that time, you know, your identity has been compromised by the hacker. And right now, we just found that your identity has been hacked by the hacker from California. Okay?
Yep.
So they are just targeting you, your identity, because they are doing a fraudulent activities. Okay? And after doing that, what they are doing is they are just trying to misuse your identity for illegal purposes. Okay?
Yep.
So what happened is exactly right now, I will tell you. Now, first of all, so what do you see right now? We just need to secure your identity at this moment. And at the same time, we just need to block the payment, which an order
yep.
has been placed without your knowledge. Right? So these steps
yep.
are very tricky. Basically, sir, you know, they are not interested on your money. They are only interested on your identity. See, they are residing in USA, and they are using your identity for illegal purposes. Okay?
Yep.
So what you need to do is, sir, you just need to press your home button. Press your home button.
Yep.
And log in into your bank and check it out whether the amount has been deducted or not.
I just have my bank app on the phone.
Okay. Which bank you are dealing with, sir, at this moment?
I said anything more.
Okay. So I'll tell you, sir. Whenever, sir, you're downloading or like installing your using your bank, the most safest and the best place is to use your phone on your mobile app, not on anywhere, okay? So you just need to tap on Play Store, tap on Play Store.
Yep.
And after that, once when you tap on Play Store, you see at the top, there is an option come up like search for app. Yeah, tap
yep.
over there. Commonwealth Bank, okay?
Yep.
Type over there Commonwealth Bank app.
Yep.
And after that, tap on install. And once when you say it will be done, I will tell you like what you have to do is. And sir, you are the only one like who use this phone or like someone else also use it apart from you? Only you, right.
Yep.
And if you don't mind, okay. If you don't mind me asking you, what kind of activities you do on your phone, sir, by the way?
Social media.
Okay. And have you ever noticed, sir, whenever like you are browsing your internet on your mobile phone, sometimes you see there will be a pop-up come up on your screen, right? Hello?
Hello.
Can you hear me? All right. Can you hear me, sir?
Yep.
I just said, like, sometimes what happens is whenever, like, you are using your phone, you are trying to, you will see there will be a pop-up message come up, right? So whenever you click any one of those, you know, on that time, your identity has been compromised very badly, okay? That
okay.
is the reason. So you see your Combank app has been installed?
No, it hasn't been installed yet.
Now hold on for a moment. Let it be installed successfully. And after this, I'll tell you what you have to do is. Okay? What do you see now, sir?
Sir, it's downloaded.
Okay, might is installing. So once the installation will be done, I will tell you like what you have to do is, okay?
Yep.
Now what do you see on your screen?
The screen is blank for the install.
Okay, now press your home button and go to your app store. Press your home button, sir. And open
yeah,
up your Combank. Yeah, App Store. Open up your Play Store.
Okay.
Play Store.
Open.
And after that, you will see there will be a Combank app. So,
yep.
I do believe you do remember your login ID. Tap on Log On.
Yes.
Now write down your client number and the password.
Give me a sec.
Take your time.
Hang on, I'm just logging in.
Okay, take your time, sir. Take your time. No problem with that. Once when you're done, tell me, Gary, I'm done. And then after that, I'll tell you what you have to do with, okay?
I have to contact the bank to register my device. Tell me I have to contact the bank to register my device.
No, no, you just need to tap on login. Tap on login.
Yep,
now write down your
number.
Yeah, write down your client number and the password. Write down the client number and the password, okay?
Hang on a sec.
Okay, take your time, sir.